Slaves, we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. Slaves, that word jumped out at me. I was reading the paper and there was a piece on slavery in Tallahassee in the 1800s, and it was fascinating, interesting information, part of our heritage. Paul says, we proclaim ourselves slaves to you, speaking to the people in the church in Corinth. And that word struck me, because we understand slavery is a terrible thing, where people were forced to work, forced to be transported, forced to do what their owners said, sold, treated as property, treated as chattel, treated as cattle in many ways. Slavery. Terrible thing. But Paul says, we are slaves to you, the church, for the glory of Christ. Amen. And in some translations, we translate that servants. But today, servants are like, you know, the pimply-faced kid who hands you the hamburger at McDonald's. I mean, that's service, sort of, kind of. Or the waitress who comes and brings your menu and, you know, we think of that as service. But there's something else that's kind of in between. And I remember in my social studies class, way back there in my social studies, a few years ago, they called it indentured servitude. People would sell themselves into slavery for a period of time in exchange for passage to the new world where there was hope, where there was a place to live, where there was a job to do, an opportunity to work themselves out of their debt, and then be free. God calls us to serve, not out of ownership, but out of love. If we were slaves in the traditional sense that we in this culture understand, then we would have no choice. But we have a choice. We can choose to serve or not. So in that sense, we're not slaves. We're not forced. God does not force us to do one thing or another. He asks us to be His people, to believe in His Son as our Savior, to follow His way, to read His Word, to do His work. But when we are willing to serve, then we become something special. We become part of His household, His family, because people in that indentured servitude lived with their master, lived with his family, were part of the family. Yes, it was their job to take care of stuff. It was their job to work for the master at his business. It was their job to take care of the household duties. It was their job to cook and clean. But they were doing that because they had the promise of freedom at the end of their time. God asks us to serve Him, and He promises us freedom from sin and death if we will indeed serve. And who do we serve? Well, God doesn't need anything. He's got everything already. What can we do for Him? He says, feed my sheep. Take care of my people. Share my word. Share my love. Be my hands in the field so that those who are ready do not fall by the wayside, but are brought in, are cared for, are loved, that they too may know the victory, the gift of eternal life, and serve me as well. Linda says I drafted her to do missions work, and it's true. I did. She said, I want to do something. I said, okay, I'll find something for you to do. And these people called me about this mission trip. And I thought, well, Linda knows about medications and, you know, that sort of thing. And I have some resources that I can share with her. So I drafted her. I gave her a job. And she said, thank you, after she told me I drafted her. That was okay. And then I told her, you know, find a buddy. Get somebody to go with you. We need to visit more. We need to reach out more. We need to do things more. And thank you so much, all of you who went to see Annie. I know how much it meant to her. It means that much to all of those that we reach out to. And you get a buddy and you go together and you go see somebody in the hospital or you go put together some packages for somebody who's going on a mission trip or whatever we do. And then that person knows how to do that. And maybe you can't do it the next time, but they can, and then they get a buddy. It's called the buddy system. We did it in Boy Scouts. We did it in, you know, swimming. It works for us too. We want to be God's servants, and to be God's servants, we have to serve those who are in need, whether it's a big need or a little need, whether they need their lawn mowed or their air conditioning fixed like Don does for so many people, or whether they need a little hand-holding and a little company when they're in the hospital, or whether they need something big or something little or whatever it is, so that they too can grow, can be transformed by this love that God has for us and that we share with each other. Not just a handout, but a hand up. Not just a giveaway, but a willingness to share and help people grow and be better and do better and understand more and become more. Someone helped us up when we were down. Someone helped us grow up in the church. Someone helped us along the way. Someone helped us understand. If you think back, you remember those preachers, those teachers, those church folks who nurtured you in your faith. Now it's our turn to nurture other people in their faith. And so Paul says, we are slaves to you, servants to you. In Christ's name, we are servants to you with God's love. We are servants to you, the church, the people, those who seek to be part of God's family. Because we want to help you. We want to see you do well. We want things to go well for you. We want to share what we have with you. We want you to be as excited about God as we are. Woohoo! Are we excited? Yeah, somebody's better. Some of you look more excited than others, but God loves us. And that's an exciting thing. God wants us to be part of His family, and that's an exciting thing. God includes us in His kingdom, and that's a wondrous thing. And of course, in those days, slavery, servanthood was total. But He also promises us that fulfillment, that freedom, that wondrous opportunity to live in the next world pain-free, worry-free, trouble-free, for free. How long would you work if the rest of your life everything was free? How much would you do if the rest of your life everything was free? And it's not just the rest of this life, eternity. What's the song say? When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, it's no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. 10,000 years like a moment. Wow, that's a lot of return for your investment. A lot better than the 3% or 1% or whatever you can get these days on a CD. Yeah, really. God offers eternal reward, infinite reward, just for us being His people, just for us being His servants, just for us helping each other out to make it through this world without falling by the wayside, without giving up, without quitting. Don't quit. Don't give up. He's there. He loves you. He wants you. He wants to be with you. He wants you to be with Him. Wow. Thanks, Dad. You love me. You want me. What an amazing thing. Not today. not tomorrow, not this week, not this month, not this year, forever. Whew!